Hello.
Oh, hi, Stephen. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. I looked on there. I know that I gave you guys the allowance to get into my Google business profile, but it's like completely gone now. I was being, for all the hard work that I did on my own, I was being like third and second on the list. Like if I put in painters near me or honest painters or cheap painters or something. Now
yes.
I put it in there and it's like, you got to go to more businesses. I'm way down on the list at like number 13 now. So like that didn't help me very much.
So I just typed in, you know, cause I'm not in your area. So if I can't put in painter near me. So I just typed in painter Massillon, Ohio, and you came up on the first page in the fourth position. So I want to let you know, and I want to remind you that first page placement takes typically 30 to 45 days to achieve a higher placement. That's all done internally through the search engines and a quality score that your business achieves. So that takes time. You know, we're doing programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. So the good news is you already have the 4.7 star rating on Google. You have 10 reviews. Most of them are favorable. All you have to do on your end is keep that up, you know, keep getting a good review here and there. And on our end, we can start creating weekly posts and do like a complete performance check. But you're not really at the point yet where it should be worrying you because we're right in, 5 days in now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have
I got a call yesterday and they were telling me that, or actually I got an alert on my phone or email or whatever saying that they put a post on there. They had me on a post on there for a tree service. So I had to call in and then have a gentleman call me back and go through that. Like I don't offer tree service. So somebody's got their wires crossed. I mean, you got to see that I'm not just trying to stir the pot or say you're not doing your job, but there's certain things that's occurring that I'm not. Like, I put a lot of hard work in it my own self without paying anybody, and I was already listed in the third and second place, you know, on Google searches. So I'm not saying that there's no good, but I got to have the clients to get the reviews, so that's where I'm stuck. I've not got no calls. All of a sudden, my calls have stopped. So I'm like, I just don't know. I'm calling in more of a curiosity and question more than an accusation or saying you're not doing anything. I just don't understand.
I appreciate that. Thank you for that, Stephen. They did create a new post right after they created that one that you didn't want because of the tree service. And I don't know if you saw it, but I can send you a link to it. But it says our services include interior and exterior painting, drywall molding, kitchen cabinet painting. We share our expertise with customers to recommend options to complete the project. So I'll screenshot this and send it to you just so that you can see. And they deleted that other one that said tree service. So that one's not up there anymore. I'll send you also a screenshot of that. But let me see.
I mean, on my dashboard, it's just, you know, there's, you can see on there, it's no leads or nothing's been generated. So I'm just was wondering, like, you know, I know it takes a while for things to be placed right and all that, but I'd like to at least, you know, somebody call.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit more time. If anybody tells you we're going to put you up on Google and you're going to get leads within 5 days, that's considered an unethical practice per Google. Your listing will get blackballed and you'll never get ranked. So there are certain things that Google looks at as being ethical as far as programming, and that takes time. So you just have to be a little bit more patient with it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I'm going to see right now if I can send you a review generator email.
Can you explain to me what the 70 actions on the Google thing that is showing on the dashboard, what is all those? Every time I click on it, I don't really have no explanation on what it is.
Oh, good. So you've already been on your dashboard. Yeah, I tried to see if somebody could call you on Monday and show you how to upload pictures through the dashboard. Did they complete that call?
Yeah. I kind of already knew it because I've already been finagling around on the dashboard. I've done this with other groups and stuff, so it isn't really hard for me.
So
I actually built my own
dashboard
business
right now?
No, I've actually I actually built my own business Google page and added all those reviews and those pictures and all. I did all that myself.
I know.
So that's what I'm trying to say. It was kind of disappointing to see that my placement went way down, and I'm like, wow, this is crazy, because I worked so hard on it.
Well,
I just goes to see that I have the ability to follow your guys' instructions when it starts moving, and I can, you know, do things, you know, like without, you know, I see all them reviews that they say about you guys, when, you know, this and that, they didn't do nothing, you know, all them bad reviews, and I'm sitting there like, well, you also got to do work, too. You can't just, you know, expect to pay this money, and then all of a sudden, boom, you got a million phone calls. That's not how that works.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a pet peeve of mine is when I have a client that has a mailbox that's full or a mailbox that's not set up, I always tell them, like, why would you call or hire a company to do marketing to get your phone ringing, and then when people call you, they can't even leave a message? That's a missed opportunity, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah,
like you say, it's a two-way thing, you know? So if somebody's complaining that they didn't get results, but then they didn't answer their phone, you know, and I know that you're going to answer your phone. So just to quickly answer your question about what are the 70 profile actions,
First of all, when I asked for that picture that where it's right there at the beginning of my dashboard, it says business info, and that's Miss Clean Cup Painting and General Labor picture. That's why I sent in that picture of my shirt to have a template made and that to be added. I don't want that one. That one looks so generic and not good. I don't want that one to be on there.
Okay, so...
But does that even matter? Because it's just my dashboard and I see it. But does that have anything to do with what you guys are exposing of me?
Let me look, because it could be that we're using that as a logo right now, which if that's the case, we want to change it. So let me just look here. Oh, you mean the picture of the business card, right? And it says Smith's Pink. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is displayed on your website, but at the very bottom next to the map as a logo, we can definitely remove that and put something different on there.
I'll take that picture over with the black and white Smith's Clean Cup painting. It has like a house kind of structure in the background with paint or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know about paint, but like it has a house structure in the background. It says Smith's Clean Cup Painting and General Labor. I sent that over via the email for the picture, local splash pictures, photos, I should say. So if you could use that and put that on there, that'd be great.
Okay. I'm looking for it. I don't see it, but it's in the photos email and I don't have access to it. So just describe it to me one more time and I'll send it over. It's a white background, right?
Yeah, it's like a T-shirt. It's just a picture of a shirt, and it says Smith's Clean Cup Painting, and it's got like a house, like the eaves of a house behind the actual writing of Smith's Clean Cup Painting. It's black and white. Not a black and white picture, but like the lettering's black, and the picture like is the T-shirt color. You know what I mean? It's like a decal.
White. So client sent a photo of a shirt with a white background that shows a black and white, like, cutout of a house, right?
Yeah.
Which would be your logo?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Cut out of a house. And then I'll put, please remove current logo and replace with this logo found on the picture. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Please.
But I am on my dashboard now. The 70 total results, it says. And then 46 listings, Google profile actions, there's 70. There's no ads, obviously, and 10 reviews, which I already had done. So, yeah, if you can tell me what's what,
okay, absolutely. I just want to finish sending this so I don't lose it, and then I'm going to address that. So I'm going to send this to revision requests. Got it. Okay, so that went out. Okay, perfect. So on the 70 profile actions, when you click on that, you'll see a little pie chart at the bottom, and it says total views 1,122 times. Okay? Now, if you look at the results, it's showing you that you've been found on the first page of Google 1,122 times, and this is prior to you working with us, a lot of it, because you already had the Google business, right? So Google's pulling, or local/dashboard is pulling these analytics directly from your Google listing. So it's showing that you had 70 Google actions, including 38 clicks to your site and 31 clicks to call you. So if you want to, at the top, there's a little export button, and right next to it, there's a drop down where it says last 6 months.
Yeah.
If you change that to last 30 days, for example, it will show you more of a detailed that, you know, September 10th, you had one website visit. September 17th, if you scroll over the little bar graph, two clicks to your site. September 24th, one click to your site and three clicks to call you. October 8th, 11 clicks to your website. So you can track ongoing the results that you're getting from this program because of these different graphs that are showing. Okay, now at the top, do you see where it says right next to business info, it says posts?
Yes.
If you click on that, you're going to see the deleted post that has the line through it that originally said tree service, and then you'll see the new post that we created right after that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can set this to post weekly, where every week they put on the post, or they can create a new post, or you could put, we could put offers up there for you, you know, call now for best pricing or anything like that. So that also will help get better results. So, and then, on the business info, if you click on that tab and you go all the way to the bottom, let's say that you wanted to change the logo yourself and you didn't want the revision department to do it through the photos email. You can just come on here, click on where it says logo. There's a little pen icon that will show up. You can delete this photo and add the photo that you want. And the same thing goes for the cover photo, the business photos. You can add more. You can delete. You can drag and rearrange. Let's say you have a really cool before and after that you want to show first. You can do that all, and anything that you do from this page is automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the fastest way to do it.
All right.
Okay. So... Yeah, so just give it a little bit more time, Stephen, and thank you so much for, you know, calling me when you start feeling uneasy about that. I don't feel like you're being a pain, and I don't feel like you're creating accusations against us or anything like that. But, you know, you spent money, and you have expectations, and I appreciate that, you know. So just keep going on the dashboard, filtering out the results over the last 30 days. Look at the bar graphs, and what you're going to see is that that placement gets stronger and stronger. And the at the bottom or on your email, I sent you another review generator email. So I don't need to, you know, explain to you how to get positive reviews because you already have an excellent rating. But if you wanted to just send out a little email with a hyperlink to your Google page, most people will fill it out for you. So if you have a
– Well, check out what I just did. They had a really crappy picture on that post that you said that they redid.
Yes.
So I just added another picture on there, and tell me what you think. Because I did that porch deck.
Okay. Let me look. I love it. I love it that you're so interactive. That's the best. So let's see. Oh, yes. See, now we're talking because it looked like the other picture was like a before picture, right? And this is a complete. Yeah, this is beautiful. See? So that's what I mean about if somebody's proactive with their account, they'll get better results because, you know, some people, they say, I don't want to touch anything. I hired you. You do it. That's great. They're still going to get good results. But if you're proactive with your account, you're going to get even better results. So I'll have them stay on top of these posts and start creating them weekly for you. You work on maybe sending out that review generator email here and there. And
so
then if there's...
Where does this post go and how do they get generated?
So the post goes on the Google Business page, and it makes you more relevant so that let's say that you have a Google Business page with 10 Google reviews like you do, 4.7 star rating. You're already getting pretty good placement, but there's nothing that's being done new or fresh on it on a weekly basis. All of a sudden, that page that's getting fairly decent results can start not getting good results because there's other companies up there that are doing constant updates. So these posts just help to keep you relevant. They give you constant updates, and it helps Google recognize you more as, you know, a trusted painter in the area because they're constantly seeing movement on your page.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on just for a second. I'm about to do a real quick post my own self.
Good. I love it.
And I want you to see that this is the actual picture I was telling you that I want them to kind of do the template for the logo.
That's phenomenal. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that. Cause then rather than them getting back to me going, we're in the photos email, which one is it? And then I don't know because I haven't seen it. I'd rather just say, hey, go to the client's post and it's the most recent post is the picture that he wants for his logo.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I don't have a link button to add, right?
I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that. I just know the basic dashboard layout, but I don't know if you have that or not. I can have someone from customer support call you back if you like.
Okay. I don't know why the picture's acting stupid. I'm just gonna post it again. It's beginning to get there.
Okay, no problem. I'm just taking some notes while we're...
Okay, you can go ahead and check it out now if you want. If it's there yet, it's still yellow.
Let me refresh my screen and see if it's there. Oh, there it is. Okay, there it is. Okay, good. Excellent.
Yeah, I got fall winter specials, 10% off overall sum for interior work done. Call now. You know.
I love that. Okay, so let me send the...
I should say your, not you.
Revised. I'll put for logo, use the most recent.
So how do the people get to this page anyway, like for them to even see any of this stuff?
I'm not sure because I always see them in the dashboard. Let me look at your Google Business and just see if I do the painters.
Yeah.
For Massillon. I want to see if it comes up here. If not, I'll have someone from customer support call you back because I know that that's the two most important things on an ongoing basis to keep placement strong in addition to all the programming we do is to keep up with the weekly posts and then also to keep up with getting a positive review here and there. And it's much more pertinent to get, you know, a positive review here and there rather than getting, you know, 30 of them overnight and then nothing, you know, because that sometimes looks suspicious to an end user. So let me get with the team and find out how to answer that question, because as long as I've been with this company, I've never asked, you know, how does the end user see this weekly post? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'll find out the answer to that, and then I'll have someone call you back that can answer that in more detail, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Of course, no problem. And if you need anything else down the road, just reach out to me again, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Stephen. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.